Oh, okay.
All right. So now I'm just going to look into the couple of little topics, related topics that come up here towards the end of Chabad Bumrala, which basically concerns Mechiras Chametz, as I have here on the title of the Maharshi. Mechiras Chametz and Nachri Kodim Shas Yisiro. Now, the typical, probably the most prevalent reaction to such a title would be that this is talking about Mechiras Chametz, what we call Mechiras Chametz, what people do in order to save their Chametz, to be able to recover their Chametz after Pesach. Obviously, the topic that I'm discussing here is not that. It's a topic of actual genuine Mechira in the sense that it's meant as a regular Mechira, never to be seen again. And here's what we find, there's a machlokas, because the Mishnah says that when it's mutar le'echol, so then what we dealt with is machil v'hem lecha le'ovus. Now the next line in the Mishnah, next phrase is mum machil le'nachri, but also sell it. Because after all, it is mutar. And this, the Gemara says, is not just the davar shel halacha. It's actually a pointed rejection of one of the opinions in Machlokas. Because Beis Shammai actually disagrees with this. This is what the Gemara says. Gemara tells us, "Pshita lafuki mehatana." Isn't this pshita? Isn't this obvious? Lafuki mehatana d'tani Beis Shammai amrim leyunkar adam chemza lenachri elin kinyadeya bo sheyichal lekodem pesach. Beis Shammai says that actually it is forbidden. You cannot sell chametz to a nachri unless one is sure that it will be finished, it will be completed by the time the Pesach comes around. If one isn't, so then it's actually forbidden. And our Mishnah, so that's Pshita Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel and Kosha Shemutar Le'echol Mutar Limkor. Anytime it's mutter to eat, you can sell it. You don't have to worry about anything else. So the Mishnah, which doesn't restrict the head of Limkor, the Nachri, doesn't say anything about it. Assuming that you're going to get rid of, it just says stam mutar limkor. So that is coming down on the side of Beis Hillel as opposed to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai actually disagrees and thinks, and he thought, he posited that it was aser. Now the question, obviously, here the Gemara goes on to discuss the Ben Miserah, which is more of a minor point, which we'll come back to in a second because it's related. We'll come back to it again. But the obvious question here, the one that all the Rishonim discuss, is Pshitas Beis Shammai. What is, on why and what basis is that true? Is that the case that it's forbidden to sell if you know that it won't be, or if you're not sure that it will be?
I think Danny is referring to
Pesach. Okay.
Hey, Danny.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Alright. So here, I would guess the majority of Rishonim contend that this, what we have here, this Isur Mechir Levir, Beis Shammai is an independent local Gzer Derabanan meant to deal with a particular chashash of one thing or the other. For Bnei Dovid and the Ramban, they believe that this is a Dekana, which is rooted in a chashash L'Hal Rama. Right? It sounds like the problem is that we're concerned that lest a person sell but not have any Gemir Das. This is obviously an issue, that has to be contended with, for the mechira that people do. This is not a statement necessarily that you wouldn't be able to do it with Beis Shammai. It's not even a statement. The chashash harama doesn't mean, because the way they describe it is that you're just going to go get it afterwards. But the tosefta, which forms the basis for the practice, this is just a derogatory point. Specifically says you can't be ma'arim, but matan lahatsir is fine. So obviously what you want to try to do is structure it in the best way you can to make sure that it's not haram, but it's a genuine mechira, even if you have it in mind to be recovered. Although there are different groups that says it too. Name it, not our discussion. We actually don't believe in making it a matan lahatsir either. John Barron, yeah. It's not Matama Sasu, but if I recall correctly, I'm not so sure I remember correctly, that the Matama, I think the Matama Sasu, even the sense is that even Matama Sasu would actually be fine. But in any event, just saying that the fact that there's a harama that we have concern less, that you're just trying to, you're going to get your comments after, doesn't mean that you're not able to do such a thing legally, lawfully, it just means that it's, we're concerned that it won't be done. Anyway, that's what Rabbeinu, the Ramban and Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu Peretz contends that the chashash here is maris ayin. People think he's simply being mafkid chemtzo itzal goy, probably to put it out of sight so people aren't aware that he is, you know, publicly, that he's violating the Yisur. People don't want to be known as already on him. But, so therefore I see this chametz, I know that person's chametz, that's this all, I saw that, you know, who else buys, you know, parallelograms from shop, you know, shop and stuff. You know, crispy parallelograms, everybody else gets crispies or whatever. So I know this is, I know who this is. He's, you know, just trying to hide his chametz in the you know, the nachris rishus, because he doesn't want people to see it, but he's violating. He's being mafkid chemtzo etzogoy, and in that way, violating the Yisur Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh, and plans on retrieving it afterwards. Mar Chalava likewise thinks that the concern is one of chashad, like there have been parrots, although for him it's slightly different. You guys notice the difference, right? You see the, right, what was the chashad for Mar Chalava? Not. They, what?
The ram is that I'll sell it fast.
Yeah, one sec. Well, hold on one sec. Because I. Yeah. Ram Chalava's concern was people were going to think that he sold it on Pesach. That's a chash. Not that necessarily you haven't, you're just keeping it, but that you sold it on Pesach.
Yeah.
Alright, you want to read? Quotes
Rashi. And then he says, "We part from the Shabbos matter that the time of Nehachash Yomar Haroa Vamakir Shehu Shal Yisrael Shiyisrael Marpo Tocha Pesach."
Right. Okay. With the same basic point, and then you have the Ron as well, who, probably what you just said, the Ron, the Shita the Ron in Shabbos, that Beis Shammai's concern is that Dilma Hadar Mizvah Yisrael. Maybe he'll sell it back. Now, it's not clear to me if he means to sell it back to him, that Yisrael, or presumably to other Yisrael.
Like
what?
It
sounds like some other Yisrael. That is, to me, the strangest of these opinions, because
why should we be concerned about that?
So to prevent the possibility that you might turn around and sell to somebody else, you're then going to prevent me, it sounds like a strange thing. But either way, that's what the Ron suggests. The overall approach is, you know, significantly the same in terms of the basic concept. It's an independent derabanan, a gzeira, mishum chashash, of one kind or another. The exception to these is Rashi Vedimov, that hold that, no, that the problem here of Beis Shammai is something else. The problem of Beis Shammai, the reason he forbids it, is because it's a chisaron bechovas biur. The basic concept, what's not clear in Rashi, he doesn't go much more than that. We'll get to what he does say. One thing that isn't clear in Rashi is this involve an additional tekanah derabanan? Or no, this is simply a chova, this is something which is forbidden based on the Minat Torah, based on the chovas of the Shvisu. Either way, the basic concept that mitzvahs asid shvisu forbids other activities that violate it, that were contrary to it, that we discuss in particular in the context of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Clonimus. Rabbi saw there that, you know, there were opinions about different machlokas about whether or not it's mutter during the Shas Isser HaChametz, isn't mutter to feed it to dogs, and the feed it to Kaveh Hefker, rather. Rabbi Yehuda Clonimus thought it was usser, and his explanation for it was that it's you violate chovas atashvisu. And that it's a chisar and the chovas bior, you violate your mevatlam and sos chovas bior by giving it to Kaveh Hefker. We pointed out then in that context, most of them think tashvisu forbids achila. So that even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no lav forbidding achila kodim pesach, nonetheless, mechamet shtos mi bav shal somala, agrees that it'll still be asr b'achila lachar hachatzos, because it is forbidden by Tashbisu. So Tashbisu can forbid other activities that violate it. And Beis Shammai, according to Rashi, holds that Tashbisu forbids Mechir Lenachri Kodin LePesach when in a Yodaya Sheikhala Kodin LePesach. And this sheet of Rashi is not obvious at all. This is somewhat of a chiddush. And basically just analyzing it, she just Beishamai. The Pirashi assumes two things. Number one, it assumes that the Chovas Bior is Chal with respect to this Chametz. And number two, that if that Chametz exists at the time that Pesach arrives, so then it will, that is a violation of the Chovas Bior. These two things form the basis of it. There is a Chovas Bior with respect to this Chametz. What?
This might be semantic, but aren't those two assumptions one and the same?
No, they're not. We'll get to that. But why are they the same?
Doesn't one presuppose, meaning, like, you're not going to be over on it if there's
The second premise here presupposes the first.
Okay.
But you can have the, it doesn't. So, that's not wrong.
Well, no, meaning, but also the other way around. Meaning, if.
Why is that?
If there's a chiyuv beer, then the mela, if you were not the violet, then you're also over.
But we're saying more than that. We're saying chovas not just being mavarit. That's tautologically true, right? That's by definition.
But I don't understand what you're saying.
The second thing I said was that you violate the chovas bior if the chametz exists at all, b'shas when Pesach comes.
Right. Okay.
That point.
Yeah.
That's not something that you know at all based on. This is what we're gonna get to, because most Shon emphasize focus on that issue.
Okay.
Which is what we'll get to now. Rashi emphasizes. This second proposition, he explains, Beishamai holds mitzvah love levaro mina olam velo sheyekayim. Right, that the reason this is forbidden is because it violates the chovas bior, which is chal with respect to it. Right, because the mitzvah requires that it not exist. Now, in arguing against Shitas Beishamai lefi Rashi, whether in explaining Beis Hillel lefi Rashi, like the Mil and the Yuri, or in attacking the viability of Rashi as an interpretation of Beis Shammai, even, like Rabbeinu Peretz, so Rishonim focus in on this second point, the second proposition, that chametz that exists, that as long as the chametz exists, I will violate the chovas bior I have with respect to it. And they argue that is not the case. They argue that the existence of chametz, that isn't yours, is not levata chovas hatashbisu, once it's no longer yours. Because tashbisu does not require shalo yehe chavens ba'olam, but only shalo yehe yershusa uvavazusa. Right? Let's just look at some of the formulations here. This is the, hold on. The Meiri. Right. Also, there's Grimmel and Nil. Right, the Grimmel and Nil in Shabbos. Explains. Ishmi Shapir, the Savi Beisham and the High Tishpisus or Hashpasas Chachamit may call it Olam Kalmar. The Adam Ragyal Achbo Lamedion. Basil Spirulu shall hit Peter Kazu Ella Ashpasim in Beis Israel, Kamashin Kurench, Lehe Chamisha Yisrael. Similarly, the Meiri. Right, and Meiri explains that this Mishnah, our Mishnah, is to tell us that we're not poshish. Hutzuchu l'am the shalol loch v'shadivrei omer lo yinkar dem chemtzel enachri elim ken yodei sheichalak ben pesach kidei lashpiso legami shalom savinu elo lashpiso shalol yehi shalom. Right, and meyata mosher l'enachri. And likewise the Rabbeinu Peretz, Rabbeinu Peretz, you guys saw? Rabbeinu Peretz asks this as an attack on Rashi, even for his explanation of Beisham. Meaning they don't accept that this is something which is subject to a machokas. And therefore Beisham is problematic. The way he asks it is, I appear to Rashi Nation Muzal comes to the Varam and Alam Lashekayam, below near it, came into Enosh Alo, Ha'arminan. And now he formulates it interestingly enough. Yeah, in the terms of the Ba'al Yerba, you might say, I think what that indicates is that what? And what does that tell you? That you don't know from, let's say, some of the other Rishonim that I just quoted.
I mean, from Rashi, it always sounded like it was an Indian of Tashbis. So
right, and I don't think that Rabbeinu Peretz misunderstood that. So the fact that he asks it with reference to these terms, what does that maybe tell you about what he holds? in terms of the relationship between them, in terms of Tashbisu relationship with Ba'ir Ba'matzeh, Tashbisu's designed to avoid the Ba'ir Ba'matzeh. So that I can then say if you don't violate Ba'ir Ba'matzeh with Chamed She'ina Shacha, I then know that it also is not something for which whose state would be a violation of Tashbisu. Right? I think that's what emerges. But it runs around the same point. I mean, that's an added point that we get now from Rabbi Peretz, that he thinks, you know, a reflection of the relationship between Tashbisu and Ba'ir Ba'matzeh. But the basic point is that Tashbisu, for all of them, is that Tashbisu does not become violated with respect to chametz that I no longer own. The very existence of that chametz is not a violation. Let me say that. The existence of that chametz is not a violation because Tashbisu does not require the non-existence of the chametz. And here, just in terms of understanding what they're saying, again, I think Rashi is the bigger chiddush, what we'll come back to, but even in terms of what they're saying, I think that there are two ways to take this. There are two ways to understand, you know, why this is. Why Tashbisu is not violated the chametz that it still exists if it's not Tocha. In general, there are two reasons why an act would not constitute a violation of the Chomas Biur or Chomas Tashbisu. The first is the simplest, because it either is itself or it leads to a kiyum of mitzvah Tashbisu, so then obviously that doesn't violate. But the second possibility is because it's not a kiyum, but it simply negates the relevance of the mitzvah. It removes the conditions under which the mitzvah is chal in the first place. I think Tzvi in this context gave an example a while back of destroying a house that doesn't have a mezuzah on it. Right? If I destroy my house that hadn't had a mezuzah in it, I'm not in violation of the mitzvah mezuzah. I'm not certainly not a kind of mitzvah mezuzah, but it is not something which is forbidden under mitzvah mezuzah. Because it negates the chalos of that mitzvah. The mitzvah is chal on whatever bias you own, and an act which destroys the bias simply undermines the conditions under which there's a chiyuv. There's no longer any bias that I own, but that wouldn't be a bittul hamitzvah. That's simply, as I say, undermining the existence of that mitzvah in this situation. There's no longer anything for the mitzvah to devolve upon. Now, in terms of these Rishonim, so one possibility to take, you know, what these Rishonim are saying, is that Mechira is actually Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. That could be what they're holding. Right? That Lo Nesavinu Ela Shalo Yehelan Shalani. Now, that could be for one of two reasons as well. It could be because the mitzvah is not really a mitzvah B'kum V'Aseh at all. The mitzvah is simply not to have Chametz at Pesach, and that works very well with the Rebbeinu Peretz's assumption that Mitzvah Tashbisu and Ba'ir Ba'matzeh are defined as one. The definition of one is indicative of the parameters of the other. That works very well with the assumption that all, it doesn't need it, but I'm saying it clearly does work well with it. All that Mitzvah Tashbisu is avoid Ba'ir Ba'matzeh. In which case, you would say here, the way I would formulate it is, Mechira here leads to a kiyum of Tashbisu. It's not itself necessarily an act of Tashbisu, but the situation, it leads to a kiyum of Tashbisu because then you don't have comments anymore. And that's a kiyum of Tashbisu. Or, again, this is 1b, right? That Mechira is mechanics of Tashbisu, not that it leads to, but it actually is itself. What you would say is, there is a chova mitzvahs Tashbisu b'kum v'yaseh. The Nachmina, the Mechas Chinuch mentions on this view is that you would have to go, let's say, go buy chametz. But you could still say that there's a mitzvah b'kum v'yaseh, but the mitzvah b'kum v'yaseh is to rid oneself of the chametz that you want. In which case, mechira is an act which in itself is a kiyum mitzvahs tashbisu. It's one of the ways that you would be mekayim tashbisu, not that it leads to a later kiyum, but it itself is a kiyum tashbisu. You are ridding yourself of that chametz. So maybe that's one possibility. So maybe this is what they're saying, that either as what Beis Hillel says, or why it doesn't make sense to say take Rashi's tradition of Beis Shammai, to accept Rashi's tradition of Beis Shammai, because clearly Mechira is actually Mekayim Mitzvah Tashbisu. Or perhaps they think that that's not necessarily the case. Not a key of mitzvah tashbisu here, but it's simply that there's no violation of mitzvah tashbisu, inasmuch as tashbisu only applies to chametz which is bereshuska. And once it's no longer yours, so granted you've not been mekayim it, but you haven't been vatal the mitzvah either. Right? You've been vatal the mitzvah, right? Just like I've not been mekayim mitzvah's mezuzah when I destroy the house, but I've not violated mitzvah's mezuzah. Right? I never ended up being mekayim it, but it no longer applies now. There's no bittul. Same thing is true, one could argue, this is what they're saying, that with regard to Mechira, that there's not, it's not that there's a key in Mitzvah Tashbisu, but if Mechira wouldn't, but Tashbisu doesn't forbid Mechira, just as Mitzvah Mezuzah does not forbid the destruction of the house. One not getting between these two ways of understanding it, one, that the Mechira is actually a key of Mitzvah Tashbisu, and two, that it's not a key of mitzvah tashbisu, it's just that it is not a violation of mitzvah tashbisu, and therefore not forbidden by tashbisu, not precluded by tashbisu. And I mean, it would be whether this opinion is consistent with the assumption, with the position of Rabbi Huda, that ein bira chametz elo sreifa. At least so long as we're in a time period during which that is true, during which Rabbi, right, the Shlobish Shas Biro, during which Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ambir Chametz El Sreifa, so is it possible to say that the Mechira is fine? If you think that the idea here is that that we're being Mechayim, Mechira is Mechayim, it's a Tashbisu, so then, or that isn't consistent with Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, then Ambir Chametz El Sreifa. You would have to then assume that we're just, which again, none of us are going to do, we don't pass in Rabbi Yehuda of Ambir Chametz El Sreifa. If you understand that what we're talking about here is not the kind of tashbisu, it's just that it's not prohibited by tashbisu, and the reason that you know the way it works is it simply undermines the relevance of the mitzvah tashbisu. If that's the idea, then it would be completely consistent with saying Rabbi Yehuda. The point is, it's not a key of tashbisu like Rabbi Yehuda, but it just in the end removes anything from having mitzvah be chalapa. There's no chametz for that mitzvah to be chalapa, and that would be something which could be true for Rabbi Yehuda as well. I think I noted way back when, that this basic question can be asked in the context of the Tzad HaSafek B'Rash, in the Rash HaShas, on the Chavches. Right, the Rash HaShas there posed the question of basically whether or not the theory of Shimon, one can be Mocher Chametz L'Nachri after Chatzos. Right, he holds there's no Issur Hanah, there is a Chovas Tashbisu, so can he... Can the fear be shown? Is there any problem with selling? And we noted at the time we were focused on the idea that there would be a problem with selling. That's not all the subject, because that was again you're building up the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda Economist that things running contrary to the mitzvah of Tashbisu that violated are forbidden by Tashbisu. But on the Sad that thinks it's okay, so there I think we mentioned that there are two possibilities of that. There, right, is that one possibility is that the Rashi is saying you are mekayim mitzvah tashbisu by being mocher, that's ridding oneself of chametz. The other possibility is that you're just dissolving the context in which it's chal. I myself think that on this point the Rashi's language is very instructive in one of the ways. Which way did you guys think? The Rashi himself had meant it? The Rashi is a little bit, the language less instructive. But the Rashi, you guys notice what he says?
I don't remember.
The Rabbi, Icha Shiva Hashpasa al Mochro Lagoy Alo. Icha Shbina la Hashpasa al Rabbi Shimon Amai Sari Pesheshi Kerno Lagoy. But the Machanami, the Mochro Lagoy, Loshach and the Machach Rabbi Shimon, Circa Pesheshi Al Betruma, etc. So which do you guys take that to be? Me? I think it's pretty clear. Meaning the Tzad that would say it's okay to be sorry, if the reason for that is why? Not because, well, it's like destroying the house, but because it's considered hashpasa, right? It's mekayim hashpasa. Hashpasa means to rid yourself of the chametz, and selling it to a nachri is a way to do that, right? Okay. And therefore, by the way, it does depend on what he holds about your chametz el sreifa at that hour. Okay. Now, Beisharmai obviously On Rashi, he has to disagree with both. Again, what Rashi says explicitly is how he disagrees with the first of those, meaning he doesn't think this is itself a kiyum, the mechir itself is a kiyum, nor does it lead to a kiyum after Shpisu. And that's what he emphasizes, because the mitzvah for Beis Shammai requires the non-existence of the chametz. So long as that chametz still exists, is what I mean, it's a violation. But he also, Beis Shammai must also disagree that it doesn't undermine, it's not mutter mishum, you know, the dissolving of that mitzvah. Meaning the chovas bi or shalei kaim only applies to chametz to shofar. Right? So Rashi has to also, you know, assume that for some reason it isn't mutter to simply dissolve the relevance of the chiyuv by getting rid of that chametz. Now that is not such a difficult proposition when you're talking about something which is already chal. The mitzvah had already been chal upon the chametz. So then there are cases, let's say, with like you know, destroying the house. Depends on what the content of the mitzvah is. Is it, you know, whatever chametz you own, you have to do this, or is it more the mitzvah is to do it, even if it has a t'nai in terms of what is, you know, what that mitzvah applies to, but the mitzvah is to do it. The Rambam has a formulation of the difference between these two kinds of mitzvahs in Hilchos Brachos. I don't have it off the top of my head. Something along the lines of, he says that there's mitzvahs that are simply chobos, and there are mitzvahs which he calls domin l'rishus, which is in Hilchos Brachos. The mitzvahs which are chobos, he calls them mitzvahs that sha'adnu chayev lirdo b'acharayim. Right, that person has it, he's responsible for being mekayim that mitzvah. And that means that if I'm not in a position to be it, and it could be that you might not be in a position under certain circumstances, you then have to go pursue it. Versus mitzvah shadom in the rishus, anyone want to look it up? Top of my head, it sounds, I'm thinking.
Is this a kiyumis versus chiyuvis thing, or is it?
Kiyumis versus chiyuvis? It depends on what you mean by those terms.
Well, like tzitzis.
What am I looking up?
Does he put tzitzis in this category? Yeah, I don't think he puts tzitzis in that category. And I think it's a question. What?
Domin l'rishus. To search in the Rambam and Hilchos Brachos, the words domin l'rishus.
I think it's a question about tzitzis. He mentions mezuzah and maka as his examples of mitzvahs at domin l'rishus.
Okay.
Right, where he says, "Ein adam chayav lishkom mebayis kedei." You know, the kayim mitzvahs, there's nothing that you're missing out on.
Yeah.
You happen not to have a house that you have to go, you should go then pursue a house, as opposed to other mitzvahs. I'm not sure tzitzis is a question. I think it's a question. And, you know, especially if you take, I think, Marman Alphas about Be'idam Ritcha.
Perkin Aleph.
I said Perkin Aleph. Is that right?
I thought you said Perkin Aleph.
I said Perkin Aleph.
You may have heard Dalit. Okay.
You guys
don't
hear
yourself?
Right. The basic point is you're just outlining that there are these two different kinds, but both of them require mitzvahs. Don't think, you're basically coming out to say, don't think that you know you wouldn't say bracha on the second time.
There's a chilek that Rav Yosef Engel makes between mice oriented mitzvahs and tetzah oriented mitzvahs.
Okay. And you think this is similar to this?
No, I think it might be. I think there are two ways of conceptualizing Hashpisa. You can either think of it as a mice oriented mitzvah or a tzar oriented mitzvah. So you could just think it's a very practical oriented mitzvah, a way of getting rid of chametz. Or you can say it's like a demonstration of midos.
Okay, I have no problem with that. I do think that's kind of dovetails with some of what you've been saying. That's the idea that, let's say, for instance, it's a mitzvah b'sheva taisa that's obviously kosa oriented. Whereas if it's kumbiyase, that obviously seems to be more mice oriented.
Yeah, no, but
it doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, if you take the position that you need to go out and buy some mitzvahs so that you can then get rid of it, that obviously is a mice oriented type mitzvah. The process is what's important. You don't need to necessarily assume that you have to do that in order for it to be in order, it has to be that you have to do that. One could wonder, you know, if you do have chametz, so the nature of what you're doing is, though, is not simply like a makkah, it's actually some sort of key. But anyway, my point is more, I don't, I think that question is a good question regarding tashbisu, but the reason I'm bringing this up here, again, I was discussing in particular, the question, what I'm interested in now is just the question of whether or not it would be mutter to be dissolve the situation. Lech ora, it might depend, would depend on that question. Meaning on which one of, where does tashbisu fall here? Is it, if you will, you know, this is, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Lavin, is it, should you find yourself with chametz, right? So then, there's no mitzvah kiyumis, right? This is not exactly the same question as before. This is a slightly different question, which may be related. But should you find chametz, yourself with chametz, so there's no mitzvah kiyumis, but you do need to, you know, get rid of it. That's the mitzvah, is chal upon your, upon you to get rid of it in that situation. Or is it, no, there's something, you know, positive to being mekayim mitzvahs tashbisu. One extreme would be to say, I could take kafka, you have to go out and buy chametz in order to be mekayim. Even if you don't necessarily assume that, which the Mechassin, if I very properly, does not. He assumed that it is not the case. But even if one doesn't necessarily assume that, still, one could argue that there is a, you know, once you have chametz, so then it's chal upon it in a way that is a kiyum, you have to be mekayim. Look over the question of whether or not it'll be mutter to, let's say, just, you know, undermine the chiyuv once it's been chal, depends on that, right? If the mitzvah is like mezuzah, the reason mezuzah is fine is because there's no such mitzvah achopan and lida vacharat, right? But lo yitzur, that no, you have to, you know, you have to be rode vacharav, right? So then you might not say that it's just a, it's something mutter to do, that you can just get rid of the situation which you become with your chayiv in it, so, right? In other words, the ability to the heter to dissolve the situation, the conditions under which you become chayiv in mitzvah, whether or not that's mutter may depend on whether or not it's a mitzvah which is in Rambam's terms don lirshus, that enadu chayiv lirdo vacharav, or not. If it's a mitzvah, if, let's say burning this chametz is not a once you have this chametz, that is, the mitzvah that now is called upon you is not ke'ein reshus, that it's like you happen to be in a situation where now you have to do something with respect to that chametz, like you do with respect to the house that you have. But it's not, you have to be rodei v'acharei ha-mitzvahs mezuzah, so that any time you can find a house to be mekayem mitzvahs mezuzah, that's what the mitzvah demands. It isn't that. So then you would say there's no problem, let's say there's no isser, there's absolutely nothing wrong with undermining the conditions of the mitzvah. Whereas if you think the other way, it's possible to argue on that. In other words, if you think that the mitzvah is a mitzvah shachayev lirdo vacharav, so then it's not okay to simply, you know, get rid of the chametz that you have now, such that it would no longer be chal. You have mitzvah lirdo vacharei biur chametz.
It is a mitzvah lirdo achar the chametz that you have.
Yeah, in other words, I'm saying less. I was saying before, it's a little bit more moderate. You don't need to say the Mechassina says, which is you got to go ahead and buy chametz.
Right.
I'm saying even if you don't assume that, but if you have chametz, then it's chal in the way which is, which is a mitzvah shechayah lirdav acharav. If you have chametz and therefore the mitzvah is chal upon you with respect to that chametz, that's a mitzvah. That's not ke'in mezuzah to make sure that you don't, you know, that you do something with that chametz so long as it's there. It's not a mitzvah. So long as you have it, here's what you got to do. It's a mitzvah. Here's what you do with this chametz. Right, it's basically the question. Is it something which is a mitzvah so long as you have the situation? But in as much as that situation itself is, you know, in as much as that's a mitzvah and the situation itself is not a mitzvah, I mean, you don't have to have a house, so then, you know, you can, you know, get rid of the house and that would be no problem. Or is it, you know, it's a mitzvah which requires certain parameters, it only depends, it's called if you have chametz, but once you have chametz, so then it's something which is chal as a positive mitzvah. It's not so long as you have a mitzvah, you know, so long as you have chametz. You have a mitzvah to be burn any chametz that you want. Okay, so that I think is understandable that there would be machlokes at this point. Where I have trouble with Rashi, there's what to discuss here, but what I have trouble with Rashi, what I find to be most striking about him, is not the second premise. that chametz, in the event that that this chametz is not, is, you know, still is extant, so I violate it even though it's no longer mine, then I get, then I can be okay with it. What is surprising to me, and which I struggle somewhat to understand, is that this chametz, in the case of the chametz shemokrin lifnei Pesach, there's a chiyuv chal upon that chametz. And here, my problem is primarily, I mean, Rashi himself, there may be some question about this, I don't know, I don't see anybody really disagree with it. Gemara itself does not say what Bishamai's time frame is, that it becomes asur limkor lifnei kodem HaPesach. From the Rishonim, we think that Bishamai and Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera are, you know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera is a leader of Bishamai, so then l'chaor, what you find is that it's Shoshim Yom, unless you say there's something different depending on the food. I don't know why you would say that, but I guess that's possible. So basically, what we're talking about for Bishamai is it's asur limkor chametz toch lam yom from Pesach, right, from before, prior to Pesach. So the, to me, the major chiddush here for Rashi is that this mitzvah tashbisu is chal upon the chametz that I own kodem shoshim yom kodem haPesach. 3 weeks before Pesach, I now have a chovas tashbisu chal upon that chametz.
I think the Gemara says that it is about bitchi bedika.
You talking about Yotzei? You talking about the Gemara I sent you to?
Yeah.
And Davov?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to.
Okay.
What?
No,
yeah, I was about to get to that. You do find on Davov that in Farish for Yotzei B'Shayer, that's your comment. Kodem Shoshim Yom in Zaku Levar, Tosh Shoshim Yom Zaku Levar. But if you look what's going on there, what are we talking about in that situation? You know, he does speak here of a chovas bi or being chal. You know, Rashi does actually speak of a chovas bi or being chal kodem shoshim yom. Right? He says kodem shoshim the pesach l'kam aparish neged sheshoalin those of the pesach kodem pesach shoshim yom me'az chal olav dizar b'tzarfei pesach. One of them being what he says kodem shoshim lo chal a chovas bi or alav, whereas on shoshim chov a chovas bi or alav. But there's a difference. In that case, when Rashi speaks of the chovas biur being chal, whether it's zeraisa derbanan, presumably derbanan, but the chovas biur being chal 30 days prior to chametz, that is with respect to chametz over which there will be a chiyuv tashbisu minator. That's chametz that you will own mishay shvaos mivav shaos lamala. What we're saying is you now have to take care of the chametz that you're going to own, you're going to have. In 30 days.
But if you don't sell this chametz, it's going to be the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So,
but how would that osur selling the chametz? I mean, Bishamai's point is you're not allowed to sell the chametz.
Right, meaning you have to destroy it because they hold that tashbisu because of their definition of tashbisu.
So you're saying that the difference between these is simply a function of Bishamai versus Beis Hillel,
yeah,
regarding Tashbisu.
Yeah.
Let me just think about that. You're saying that if the mitzvah is to get rid of the chametz, so then I'm going to be concerned 30 days, you know, up to 30 days prior, the chametz that, and you're agreeing, in other words, what you're concerned with on 30 days prior is chametz that you will, that will be subject to Tashbisu, Besoch, let's say Mivav Shalas Lamala. Unless I do something about it. So you're saying, but just think about that one second. But that to me is does not follow at all from the first premise. That doesn't obviously follow from the first premise. I mean, Rashi is saying that you have a chiyuv that the mitzvah of the chametz has to get rid of chametz. It doesn't tell you what chametz does that apply to. It doesn't have any implication about what chametz does that apply to. I mean, it's not that you just
it's
have to get rid of it.
There's two separate things.
It's not just that you have to get rid of it. It can't exist. That's the mitzvah.
Right. That's
but what chametz can't exist?
Yeah. Okay. That's a separate.
Not every chametz. Not all chametz in the world.
Right. So the cutoff point
right.
was this man that Chazal were masakin based off of Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag. It's two separate things.
But why? Meaning, that's a part I'm not understanding. It's one thing to say that there's a chashash. You have, you know, what happens 30 days prior to Pesach? You then are concerned. You then have precautions that need to be taken so that you're to make sure to ensure compliance with all the mitzvahs of
Sure. Okay.
Isurim and you know. So the lefi base hill. Let's say what we're finding this Gemara. That means, right? You're saying this is a base hill. So fine. So that means that you have chametz which you own. You have to ensure that you take care of the mitzvah tashbisu.
Yeah.
I don't think that changes for Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai is still going to, you know, nobody thinks, Beis Shammai doesn't think I have a chiyah to go out and destroy your chametz or Hefker's chametz.
Correct.
Right? It has to be your chametz.
Right.
For chobas biur bichalal.
Yeah.
So the chametz here that I'm selling is no longer my chametz. So therefore, there shouldn't be a chobas biur chalav later on. It's true that in other words, what I'm saying is, the second premise, what that gets to is that once I have a chobas biur, let's say bevav shal samala,
right.
So then let's say Rabbi Shimon, right? So then we're not talking about something which you cancel, or which you violate because of hana, right? What Beis Shammai would be saying is selling is no good here,
right?
Because this chametz you are mitzuba to be mevayer,
right.
And to be mevayer chametz
means to
get rid of it,
yeah.
That it shouldn't exist,
right.
Shouldn't be extant.
Okay.
And as I said, that means that you neither are mekayim with it, nor are you able to simply dissolve the situation under which it comes. Here, there was never the mitzvah was never chal.
Why?
With respect to this chametz.
Because you sold it.
Because it's no longer mine. But you know, it's true that if that's my point, is that they're two different premises. What you have to do with the chametz that the mitzvah applies to is one question, and on that's what all your shadamar, that's what the discussion centers on, is what you have to do with the chametz that it applies to. What I'm bringing up is there's obviously another premise here, which is that this is chametz which the mitzvah applies to, and what I'm questioning is not so much the fact that you have chametz 30 days in which you prepare for the tashmisa later on. That is called bevav shal samala, by having tashbisus imposes upon as sort of a preparatory step obligations shoshim yom kodesh. Problem is with respect to what chametz, and here's the point that I think is to me at least I'm struggling to see this seems to be the position I think this is, but it's just a chiddush that this applies to chametz which is not going to be yours b'shas chovas biur. Min haTorah b'shas bevav shal samala. Follow my point? The assumption of Rashi, b'shamah lefi Rashi, is that the chovas biur applies to such chametz, the chametz I'm selling, say 29 days before Pesach, the chovas biur applies to it, so that whatever has to be done with it, and according to Beis Hillel, it's then Beis Shammai, you then have the position that Beis Shammai thinks that if it's still around, it doesn't matter whose it is, where it is, still around and violate, so that's fine, I get that. But the first point that the Chovas Biur is called, especially this chametz that I'm selling now, that's the part that I think is the biggest chiddush.
That's how I understood the whole Shloshim Yom thing in general, that Chazal were misaking that there's a Chalos Chiyuv once the 30 day mark kicks in.
Yes, Chalos Chiyuv with respect to what?
To get rid of it. Or to address the chametz situation, so that means...
To address the chametz that will become subject to the mitzvos ha.
Why are you adding in that last qualification?
We don't know anything else besides that. I'm saying, first of all, because it's intuitive.
Whatever
if we fast forward 30 days from now, whatever is going to be, demanded of you then, right?
We're going to make you prepare for now.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, given that, that's just intuitive.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
And that's what we found.
Okay.
And until we come to this Rashi where, hold on a second, if I sell this chametz now, fast forward 30 days.
Right, so what they do is
I'm not concerned with it.
It's in the chefs of whatever chametz you own. It's a lot of
That's a huge leap. First of all, you're conceding that it has to be that this is only your bond. Rashi al-Akhtar doesn't necessarily, his language is not obviously indicative of that. But I'm you know, let's assume that it has to be the case. It's still a major chiddush. It's not the normal, I think, zorchein, you know, shloshim that you have to take care of before. This is, if you want to put it this way, this is lav dafka zorchei Pesach. This chametz is not something we have to be concerned about on Pesach, because I'm selling it now. You guys have a...
I'm with you.
You are with me.
I think the din in Kavanah days is more of like a din in like 30 days. Within 30 days, we can like prorate the future given. We can like...
Whatever you're going to have to do then, you have to start preparing for now.
We can shop into the future given no external influence. And I think the case of Mechir is docked to the case of external influence, which would undermine that.
Yeah, all right. You can put it that way. And the point is, this is not chametz, which is going to be subject to... And you have to first determine that it will become subject to the Yisurei and Dinei Achag. And then you could say, now you have to take care of it before it. When you, otherwise, you know, Minotaur, you don't have to. It's the first step here, which does... I mean, that's the trouble for me, is this first step. Nobody... Rosh Hashanah, I haven't seen a zero on this issue. They're just bothered by, and they disagree with the, you know, the second point. Maybe once you, you know, discuss that, you don't have to further bother yourself with the first point. I'm just pointing out an unstated assumption, I think. You know, obviously the unstated assumption is that the Chovas Bior Shechal, let's say Kodim Shloshim, applies to this chametz. And what I'm wondering is, you know, if you're going to tell me that the basis for that is the Sugya Davav, so that's it. If the basis is not Sugya Davav, so where does it come from? If it is the Sugya Davav, that's a major chiddush that this applies, that this extends to such a situation wherein I'm not dealing with chametz that I will have an issue with come Pesach. Right now, I'm selling this chametz. I will not have a problem with it then, because you're only commanded to get rid of chametz that belongs to you. I'm assuming the Beit Shammai agrees with that. Mitzvah of levaram and olam shalei kayam does not tell you. I mean, you know, it'd be quite a chiddush to say that you have a chiyuv to be mevar all chametz. If it's in as much as that's so, the idea that you would be responsible to not lose the chametz 30 days from now, when there's no minatorah chovas bior at all, but we din, you know, shloshim yom, we're on this hard mitzvah at Pesach, to me is a big chiddush. And you know, if you have you know, further, maybe you can argue with me a little more, and I'll you know, I'll you know, be convinced, and you can explain it to me in a way that'll make me happy. But as of now, you know, that to me is something which is, you know, an unstated premise, which is a major...
It says arthritis here.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll... I'll just pick up quickly. Read of Sarah is a line. If you guys can go overnight and see, you know, examine this point. I haven't seen anybody even comment on this issue. Everybody comments on just the fact that, right, Beis Shammai thinks, according to Rashi, that you need to make sure that the chametz is no longer extant. Nobody as I've seen has explained how we get from that to, and therefore you can't sell from it 30 days, 29 days prior to Pesach. So, if you guys see anything on this, okay?
Yeah.